This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel this talent crumble. You need the end to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck. If you want to be gay.
Oh, the joys of live radio. Welcome to USA Prepares. This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. I'll be sitting in for Vincent this week as he has farming duties to perform. And in the meantime, we'll be getting with some of the people that will be at the Hear the Watchman conference. That's going to be here in Dallas. And that's March 31st through April 2nd. And if you were with us Friday, you had a chance to hear Derek Gilbert of Skywatch TV. He and his wife are going to be there. Derek and Sherman Gilbert, there's several people associated with Skywatch TV that's going to be at the conference, including, we got Dr. Michael Lake, Josh Peck, Jake Rakowski, and besides that group, we've got Pastor Paul Begley, L.A. Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, Michael Bodea, Pastor Billy Crone, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, Pastor Carl Gallups, who is going to be with us hour number two tomorrow, Josh Tolley, who is also Genesis Communications young broadcaster, Lisa Haven, Pastor Mike Spalling, Mike Norris, and we're working to get Casper McLeod on the line to be with us today. And in the meantime, you've probably noticed there's a heck of a lot going on in the news. All kinds of weather going on. We don't know if that dam in California is going to collapse. We've got snowstorms on the East Coast. We've got tornadoes in New Orleans. And the world just seems to be going crazy, which is, for me, all the better reason to get to Dallas and get some of the inside story from God's point of view. As you know, I was at the Hear the Watchman conference in Knoxville a few months ago. And one of the people I passed in the hallways and unfortunately didn't get much of a chance to say hi is Pastor Casper McLeod. And just because you see all of us there posted on the internet, or you see us here on you know, the radio show doesn't mean that we're in constant contact and get to spend time with each other. So in many ways, when you hear us on the air, it's our first time really getting to have that conversation ourselves. So welcome to USA Prepares, Pastor Casper McLeod.
I'm delighted to be here, Captain John. Very nice to meet you, Ian. And it's very true, we could be on stage in an altar and doing presentations with people, not actually get to interact. This has happened numerous times. So, but I am glad we finally got to connect today.
Well, as people can tell, you have a bit of an accent. Would you like to tell us a bit about your background and history?
Well, first of all, I haven't got an accent because of the language. Okay. I used to live in Northern England, spent a lot of time. So, but over here at the moment, on pastoring a church called the Upper Room Fellowship, had a chap come yesterday to tell me that he found us online and, you know, saw the connection between me and Alay Mazuli and some others. On when I've looked, you know, really hard, I can't find any place teaching this sort of information. And it's really strange to me. So one of my heroes of the faith was General William Booth. I think a lot of people, you know, associate him with the Salvation Army in England, but like late 1800s. But it wasn't just salvations. He was seeing miraculous moves, signs and wonders, healings and miracles as well. And I think he must have been a gift of prophecy. Because he said, I consider the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, heaven without hell. I mean, it's incredible that he spoke so prophetically here. I mean, I've met people that tell me they believed in Jesus, but they don't believe in a literal hell. We've got people trying to grow really big churches now because they just want to tell people what they want to hear rather than what they actually need to hear. So I'm so delighted we have the opportunity here to exchange this kind of information with your listeners.
I've brought up on the air several times, I came across a survey where 60% of Christians don't believe that Satan exists. And, you know, when you can convince your adversary that you don't exist, that automatically gives you some advantages.
One of the things that people forget is he's the great deceiver, right? He's called the great deceiver because he's absolutely great at deceiving. Derek Guy watched television, dear friend, and he wrote the foreword for my newest book, Unmasking the Future. And in the foreword, I mean, he just like summed up the book in one page. He talks about how, as a survey by the Barna Group, they found that there's only 9% of Americans right now with a biblical worldview, that, you know, the basic tenets of the Christian doctrine, the virgin birth, right, sinless life, and, you know, the literal existence of the devil and all that sort of thing. And there's a very popular, one of those modern motivational seeker friendly kind of church groups here, and he's got a huge following, thousands of people. And he got up not long ago, a few months ago, and said, you don't actually have to believe in the virgin birth to be a Christian. This guy says like incredible things that just go against the Holy Scriptures time and time again. So we've got like 9% now of believers that believe the word of God. I mean, the Lord said what he means, and he means what he said. It's best if we just go with that. So then you got this whole phenomena happening, and why is this really significant? Because then you got the UFO phenomena, and UFO phenomena is not about science and exploration. This is a new religion. UFOlogy offers a false answer to all the questions that part humanity, I guess you would call it that way. I mean, what is the basic question everyone eventually comes to, right? Where do we come from? Why are we here? what's going to happen after we die? That's the thing that people want to know, right? And Christians have got definitive answers to these questions, and yet a lot of times we get in the way because it's so judgmental. You know, like, you can't dance, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. You give a whole list of what you can't do rather than the incredible liberty that you do actually have in Christ. I think it's like, you know, we've got tens of thousands of people that in this nation right now, they're congregating those places like Roswell, New Mexico, and Joshua Tree in California. I mean, why are they coming there? I mean, because they're looking for those answers, right? Where do we come from? Why are we here? What happens when we die? And then we got that whole phenomena happening with you know, case after case of people being abducted, especially children. And I mean, in any culture, that's just totally unacceptable to take someone against their will, especially at a young age. There's a consistency of taking sperm and egg from people, and we're hearing all these bizarre stories, this whole Nephilim agenda unfolding. When is the church going to deal with these issues? I mean, do you really think somebody's traveled millions of light years from some other distant galaxy just to tell us that Jesus was wrong? So,
And as you get to explore the phenomena, you find out they keep on changing where they came from, as we find out what they told us before was a lie.
Well, that's really what's going on. And I mean, it's like I just met somebody this weekend that was with a lot of astronauts. He was showing me, he was trying to impress me with all the pictures of him and every astronaut, much the majority of them. And he was telling me about the Lunar Bible, and it turns out I suspected straight away something was up at the end. Sure enough, the guy was, you know, into Freemasonry. I started talking to him about the Shroud of Turin, and he immediately told me it was a forgery. And I said, well, when, you know, why do you think that? And he started giving me, you know, reasons about it, and I'm going, yeah, but your research is faulty. You know, let's look at the actual science behind it. And I've written several books on the Shroud of Turin. I find that's a really good place to start with unbelievers and atheists. I've seen a lot of them being converted to.
Now hold that thought, and we'll be right back after this 3-minute break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan at the controls today. We have with us Pastor Casper McLeod.
I don't think I answered your question before. You'd asked me to give you some background, and then we've spoken about the crowd. I started out actually in the world of art and music on a friend of mine, this musician named Phil Keggy, led me to Christ. It's just really dramatic, life-changing experience, for which I'm eternally grateful. And it was about that time Phil was telling me, you know, about Jesus, and I uncovered some information about the Shroud of Turin. So I've been researching this for, you know, quite a long time, and so sort of in back in the 70s, I guess, early 70s. And I had a career as I still have a career as a recording artist. We actually got a new album coming out any time now called Communion, and we just had an anthology record released called Faithfulness on S&T Records. So I'm still out there playing, which I guess when we were in Knoxville, I was doing some of the worship music for the event. So I'll be out there in Dallas doing some more there, as well as speaking. So it's kind of, to me, at this point, coming off a major label years ago, and I just want to play to the glory of God. In fact, Johann Sebastian Bach said the only real reason to make music is to the glory of God. If it pleases him, then that helps edify and you know, the men and women in the world. So I think it's a great musical, music's a great language, a universal language we can share. So I came to this point where studying the Shroud, I had a physician friend of mine who told me back around 2001 that if science could only have approved the DNA samples and showing the parents' genes, that would settle the Shroud debate once and for all. So even with all the modern communication technologies that we've got available today, and Captain John, you know that the technologies that we know about are nowhere as advanced as the ones that are actually in place. I'll let that one not say no more. So how is it that such information travels so slowly? I think it was Sir Winston Churchill that said, you know, a lie will go around the world faster than the truth can, you know, get its trousers on. So in Ephesians, it says, where in the times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit, and our workers, and the children of disobedience. Well, you know, that's nothing new under the sun, right? So if the gospel accounts of a virgin birth are indeed absolutely true, that would mean that the Lord Jesus, Yeshua's DNA makeup would mean that he wouldn't have a Y chromosome, because after all, he didn't have a human father, right? A Holy Spirit. So that would mean you'd have two X chromosomes. So in the book I wrote, it came out of actually an interview I did with my mate Ale Malzuli. It's called Spiritual Encounters with the Shroud. And Ale, you know, would like ask some wonderful questions, the kind of questions, you know, everyone seems to want to ask. And so we went over all the, you know, why I believe in it, what the proof is, and all that. And it came to this place where I realized that we've got the handkerchief that covers his face, that's called the Sudarium Olivae, and they took the DNA samples from that and from the Shroud itself. Keeping in mind that if Jesus was born fully male, which he was, then that would mean he would have the SRY gene. And so the researchers found that the SRY gene, instead of being in the Y chromosome, was inserted into a location that's not normally found. It was discovered inside the two X chromosomes imparted from his mother, the Virgin Mary. There's a team of Italian researchers that were helping develop DNA testing for gender. And so they were able to conduct this analysis of the blood of the Shroud of Turin. And long story short, because I don't know how much stuff we're going to have, we could spend weeks and months and years talking about it, but basically science discovered that the X chromosome is present, but there's no evidence of a Y chromosome. And this is what you would expect in a signature virgin birth, and this makes me exceedingly happy and very glad, because it's physical for the skeptics, for the unbelievers.
Hold that thought.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
It's John Reagan standing in while Vincent goes out and takes care of his farming chores. Pastor McLeod with us today, and I'm finding it just absolutely fascinating. This is the first time I've heard about the DNA evidence from the shroud. Do you want to go ahead and
wrap that up a little more since we have more time right now? Casper, are you on with us? Oh, the joys of live radio. Let me work with the engineer here and see if we can figure out what's going on. Okay. You know it's a Monday when. Casper, can you hear me now?
I can hear you the whole time. I just apparently
it's been one of those days, and I found out during the break that you can't hear the feedback from the show where when the music comes on for the break, so I'll try and do a better job and letting you know when that's hitting. But anyway,
right. I think it's just a lot of people, especially in church, they want to just recount the shroud. They think, it's, you know, some old relic. What are you messing with that for? Well, first of all, the editor of my book, Spiritual Encounters of the Shroud, was none other than Barry Schwartz, who was actually one of the scientists. He was actually the photographer, scientist that was of the stirrup team in 1978, so I was pretty amazed how God orchestrated that. And the evidence is just absolutely overwhelming. This is the, you know, absolute burial cloth of Christ. We've got physical evidence. Now, in our society, we're kind of a more like programmed, I'll believe it when I see it, and yet the Lord says, you know, Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So you're going to have to believe it to receive it. But I think this is significant because, I mean, unless there was another virgin that gave birth to a man that was crucified wearing a crown of thorns, pierced in his side, nails through his hands, 120 scourge marks, supernaturally left an image on the burial cloth. I mean, you could give somebody the entire American deficit right now. They can't reproduce anything like the shroud, or maybe something similar, they can't reproduce it. I think it would have been easier for someone like Leonardo da Vinci to have designed and launched the Hubble spacecraft more so than he would have been able to, you know, create something like the Shroud of Turin. So I think this is really significant. On one of the things I believe that's really vital to understanding this is why? Why do we have the Shroud? And one of my friends, Russ Peralta, I've done a number of presentations with, and, you know, talk about how people think the shroud's a relic, it's some just artifact, it's just kind of some symbol or something. And yet, when we really think about it, it's like a receipt. When you buy something, often they will give you a receipt. And what do you do with the receipt? I mean, especially if it's an important receipt. If it's a receipt for, you know, a home or an airplane, rocket ship, whatever. I mean, you can put it in a safe place and, you know, maybe periodically take it off and look at it. I think this is, the Lord gave us a receipt. And I think that's an amazing, you know, when the apostle said, behold, I show you a mystery, we shall not all die, but in the twinkling of an eye, I show you a mystery. What do you think he was showing them? I think there's a very strong possibility he was actually holding up the Shroud of Turin at that point. So I just want to encourage people that the Lord Jesus is real, is genuine. He loves you with an everlasting love. He wants you to take things seriously with him. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If we would just keep his commandments, people would do so much better. I've spent a lot of time seeing supernatural healings and miraculous things like that, and studying epigenetics. One of my early books, What Was I Thinking? And we've realized that 98% of all diseases are related to the choices. In other words, your thinking. So, just look at the way things are right now. I've never seen anything like this before unfolding on the world stage. And neither of you, right?
totally unprecedented.
Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. And it's not a matter of, if disclosure happens, it's a matter of when. And we're just starting off with Brexit this past year. What an amazing turnaround that happened in the UK. And then to see this man, it was like, equivalent to a game show host, become president of America. And to see that the people that are programmed by the mainstream agenda, the same people that a short time ago saying, let's take away all the guns, right? Forgetting the fact that if you take all the guns away, people just, use sticks and stones or clubs or whatever. They'll find another knife, right? They're going to find something, right? So now the same people that are saying, let's take all the guns away, now they want to take guns and shoot, the politicians that they don't like. It's like, where's the logic in that? It's just totally illogical. And so I spent a lot of time explaining to people how their thoughts work. Now, how many more minutes we've got in this section?
Probably about six.
Okay, well, do what I can. But we always do a little bit after, right? So you got something. When you get a thought, you got something called the thalamus. It's like a relay station. So all the information passes into your relay station, your brain, which is your thalamus, and your thalamus relays all the information to something called the cortex. The cortex is where all your memories are kept. That's like the first place where an attitude begins, right? God, hit me with your best shot, right? You get an attitude with memories. And so the kind of attitude you've fallen into is going to determine what emotional responses are relayed back to the thalamus, and that travels to your hypothalamus, which activates the release of all the chemicals that build your emotional state. So the main gland of the limbic system is the hypothalamus, and that's a lot of insight is called the brain of the endocrine system. So your hypothalamus, this is so vital to understand, grasp hold of this, okay? Your hypothalamus can only respond to your thought life. So it can only produce chemicals in response to what's going on deep within your soul and your spirit. I know people might not agree with me on this, but you can do your own research, take it before the Lord and see what he says. We call them emotions, but I believe the spirits that come and whisper in your ear, just like the little cartoons with the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other is going, the angel's going, no, don't do it. And the devil's, little demon guy's pushing you to do something bad. You got choices. So they're whispering in your ear. They're coming through theta brain waves. And they're giving you thoughts that are not your own thoughts, but that they kind of merge with your thought life, and you think these thoughts are my own thoughts. So all that's going on, and it's triggering, in your thinking, in your endocrine system, it's triggering your glands. It dictates what to secrete, the different types of hormones that go directly into your bloodstream that regulate your body. So it's all going into the amygdala, which is the library of your long-term memory. And so every time you build a memory, we're doing it right now. You're building memories with us, with Captain John and I right now. You're experiencing whatever you're seeing around you. You're hearing our voices. You're conscious of lots of things going on. So it's really inseparable. You can't, the mind, body, spirit, soul connection, they're inseparable. And I find in Proverbs 4:20, it's life-changing. Grab hold of that. It says that they're life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I looked up the word all in Greek, Hebrew, and one day, and it said everything. It means everything. So if our society, as believers, if the church would just step up and do what the Lord said to do, right? This and greater things shall you do in my name. But how are you going to do anything greater than the Lord Jesus did? But if we were all doing what he said to do, we'd all be seeing the whole church be equipped. The church, the leadership, the pastors would be equipping, instead of giving motivational feel-good messages, they'd be equipping the church, preparing them for the days ahead, sharing Christ's love, casting out demons and healing the sick. That's what the church should be doing.
You know, the church we found on after moving to this side of town has just been such a blessing. And this past weekend, they had a special program because this month the focus on reaching unreached groups. And this weekend was on Muslims. And I learned so much during that time frame. And if you want to reach out to a Muslim, you can't do it the same way that you would somebody here in America, because in their belief system, you know, Jesus is not God. The Bible is corrupted, so if you try to use the Bible to draw them to Christianity, you're not going to have much luck. But if you understand their book and their culture, it was like some of the things. Muhammad is only mentioned 4 times in the Quran, where Isa, which is the name for Jesus, is mentioned 104. Nearly 2/3 of the Quran matches up with the Bible. And so while you might not be able to draw them to Christianity, you can push them towards Jesus. And beyond that, I mean, it's just, we hear about the Quran, but what we don't hear about is the Hadith. And there's like 50,000 volumes of this that one man has collected. And that's what's counting for a lot of Islam nowadays. We're coming on a break. This is John Reagan, Pastor McLeod. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan with Pastor Casper McLeod. And Casper, just so you know, this segment will have about 5 minutes until the top of the hour break. And then we'll be back at six after. You know, in the discussion about the shroud, didn't touch on how people will say, well, the carbon dating says it was a fake, where what we found out is that portion of the shroud had been repaired, and thus that gave an inaccurate reading. And of course, it's very difficult to get another sample from an undamaged section.
Well, there's a lot to that. Somebody apparently was paid quite a lot of money to find a way to discredit the shroud at that time in history. So they took the worst possible place they could take, where it had been handled repeatedly, so a really contaminated area that was so done in the Middle Ages because the shroud had been in several fires. The enemies tried to destroy the evidence a number of times. And then somebody came in a few years ago in the middle of the night, a cancer-like operation. Of course, none of the scientists were aware of this at the time, and said they had to preserve the shroud. They vacuumed the shroud, so they basically destroyed but if at least we've got the earlier evidences that they can go with. But I mean, I cover all that in Spiritual Encounters with the Shroud, interview with L.A. Marzulli. We talk about the carbon fate, 14 dating, and how basically the evidence is overwhelming, as I said earlier. So that being said, He's true. He's genuine. And everybody needs Jesus. So every day we're observing more prophecy unfolding. And so there's a time to prepare your hearts. And that's why you're listening to Captain John's program here. Preparing your hearts in Christ. Continue to trust the Lord for every detail. He's got good promises for you. He's got good things in store. So I know a lot of people wondering, well, how's anything good going to come out of all the troubles that are going on in the world right now? Well, I'm sure that the original disciples felt the same way after seeing the Lord tortured and crucified, and yet 3 days later he changed the course of history. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego refused to bow down and experienced an incredible miracle, come out of a fiery furnace without even one hair of their head being singed, and changed the course of history. So we serve a supernatural God. In fact, it says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but it's written, eye is not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. So this is a time to prepare your heart, because we are in unprecedented times, and every saint as a past and every sinner in Christ has a glorious future ahead.
I'll be talking quite a bit about Matthew 24 at the upcoming conference, and I think every generation since 2,000 years ago has believed that they were the last generation. But I've got a few things to present that even if you're a devout atheist, there are so many things that would have to happen to at least not have a tremendous change in the world that would pretty much wipe out civilization as we know it. And for the believers out there, the most important thing, get to your spiritual house in order. And we pay so much attention to the things of this world. We need to spend a little more time in our Bible. We need to be outreaching to people. We need to be cleaning up our own house too. And we also have this great faith in technology and believing that it's going to take care of us, and there's physical preparations we need to take as well. And the first hour is come and gone. This is John Reagan with Pastor Casper McLeod. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.